our position was very clear. This was a ridiculous announcement. It appealed to Pauline Hanson and the One Nation and the far right. It was an act of desperation by Malcolm Turnbull.
وسألنا النائب خليل هل كان صعبا التوصل إلى هذا القرار في حزب العمال، علما بأن الحكومة وضعت ضغوطا على المعارضة العمالية بتذكيرها بأن رئيس الحكومة العمالي السابق كيفن راد هو من توصل إلى الحل الباسيفيكي مع حكومتي مانوس ونارو. فقال النائب خليل إن الاتفاق الأولي مع هاتين الدولتين كان يجب أن يخضع للمراجعة بعد 12 شهرا على بدئه، وأن حزب العمال لا يريد أن يبقى اللاجئون هناك إلى ما لا نهاية.
Yes, it was a difficult decision because the refugee policy has been a difficult position for the Labor Party over the last period of time. But let's be clear, you mentioned Kevin Rudd, Eman. The policy of the previous Labor government was only was 12 months and to be reviewed, and was not meant to prevent anyone ever coming to Australia on any visa in 20 or 30 years' time in the future. This is something that the current government has added to this policy announcement.
أما بالنسبة للبند الذي يتضمنه مشروع القانون والذي يترك لوزير الهجرة حق اتخاذ قرار في حالات شخصية إذا ما رآها مناسبة، قال النائب خليل إن ذلك لن يكون عمليا، وإنه لا يوجد شيء فيه يجبر الوزير على القيام بذلك.
What they're basically saying is that for every single tourist that was once a refugee, is a citizen of the US or Canada, they would require the minister to approve their travel if they're coming, if they're a doctor, a famous surgeon, the head of a national tech company, coming for a conference to Australia or a business conference or coming for a holiday to the Great Barrier Reef, that the Minister of Immigration will have to especially provide a pardon for that person. And by the way, the announcement in the law that they've suggested, there is no compelling, the minister is not compelled to make that decision under the law.
وعن تبعات معارضة حزب العمال لهذا المشروع وما الخطوة التي ستقوم بها الحكومة، قال النائب خليل إن الحكومة ستواصل اللعب على السياسة، لكنه عبر عن نية المعارضة بدعم الحكومة إذا ما توصلت إلى اتفاق لتوطين اللاجئين في بلد ثالث.
So I think the next steps here is that we're going to remain firm. We'll remain firm around making sure that we have a strong border protection policy, but we also will not accept this kind of politics around the use of refugees to play politics. We want to see the resettlement of the refugees on Manus and Nauru. These people are suffering. We are opposed to the indefinite detention of these people. We want the government to do their job and resettle these people. They've been in government for now 3.5 years, and they have spent $55 million on one idea to resettle people in Cambodia, where only 3 people were resettled. This is their responsibility to do their job. We will support them. If they are coming to us with an idea or a negotiation with the US or Canada or New Zealand or any country to resettle these people.
ورفض النائب بيتر خليل أن يكون حزب العمال يتساهل بمسألة حماية الحدود برفضه دعم مقترح الحكومة.
No, there's been no softening of any stance. The policy that we took to the last election hasn't changed. The policy that the government has had, where they say there's been no boats, hasn't changed. They are now adding something on which says you can't allow, we're also going to ban tourists from coming here, ever coming here, in 10, 20, 30 years' time. And they're doing it for pure politics and using fear. As the government has said to us, that the boats have stopped. Why make this announcement at this time, except for the game, the political game that they're playing? It's disgraceful and we've rejected it.
وقال النائب بيتر خليل إن الحكومة لم تقدم أي حلول لغاية الآن ولم تعلن عن أي اتفاقية مع أي دولة ثالثة من أجل توطين اللاجئين.
The one issue which we were all concerned about was whether this was tied to an actual resettlement of the people of Manus and Nauru. Was this in some way tied to finding a solution for these people in Canada or New Zealand or the US? But we heard from the New Zealand Prime Minister who said, no, I'm not going to accept second-class citizens, New Zealand citizens, if refugees come to New Zealand, And there has been no detail on any negotiation, on any solution with any other country.